Good morning. This is Bill Reed with a 7 a.m. update on Hurricane Irene from the National Hurricane Center. Irene is now coming ashore in the south coast of North Carolina, in the vicinity of the Morehead City, Cape Lookout, Cape Hatteras area. It's a large, broad circulation, almost 50 miles in diameter, so the exact point of where the center goes is not relevant for the problems this morning. We're having big waves and storm surge issues now on the lower sounds. We've had reports of tide levels as high as 7.5 feet earlier this morning in this area. Wind gusts to hurricane force. In fact, we've had two reports in excess of 90 miles an hour on the wind gusts near the coast. And of course, the very heavy rain that has been going on all night long and is continuing this morning. Expect storm surges in the 5 to 9 foot range throughout this area in North Carolina as the center crosses right over the sounds and then exits North Carolina later today. We've also had a couple reports of tornadoes. That threat will continue, especially in the strongest rain bands as they come ashore and interact with the land. After we get past the North Carolina, the eventual track of Irene is fairly confident now that it'll run right up the eastern coast of the Mid-Atlantic, impacting all the coastal communities from the Delmarva and New Jersey later today and early tomorrow, and then be a major player in the weather in New England on Sunday. Hurricane warnings are in effect from the Boston area all the way through North Carolina. Adjacent areas to that, we have tropical storm warnings. The winds inland will catch all the major cities. The Baltimore-Washington area may be on the westernmost edge of it, but certainly Philadelphia, New York, and Boston are all players for the adverse conditions as Irene makes its path up the coast. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center.